From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says this is the moment to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria. Kerry spoke Saturday at a security conference in Munich.
If the international community and the Syrians themselves miss the opportunity now before us to achieve that political resolution to the conflict, the violence, the bloodshed, the torture, the images of children, women, children, the bombing, the anguish is going to continue. And all the talk that will take place here and has taken place to date will mean nothing except an increase in the cynicism of people of the world who look to their leaders to deliver.
Kerry said decisions made in the coming days can either end the war or open the door to even wider conflict. Earlier Saturday, Russia's prime minister said accusations his country is bombing civilians in Syria are just not true. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said there's no evidence of such bombings. He made the comment moments after French Prime Minister Manuel Valls called on Russia to stop bombing civilians in Syria, saying it was crucial in order to reach any peaceful solution. The Russian and French prime ministers are among delegates from Europe, the U.S., and elsewhere meeting again Saturday in attempts to end nearly 5 years of violence in Syria. Well, meanwhile, Secretary Kerry has affirmed the strong bond between the United States and Europe, saying the U.S. has a profound interest in its strength and success as it faces new tensions with Russia and a near unprecedented flood of refugees. Secretary Kerry made his comments in a speech Saturday at the NATO Security Conference. This is VOA News. The United States has temporarily deployed an additional Patriot missile battery in South Korea. The move was done in response to North Korea's nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Meanwhile, U.S. legislation aimed at cutting off funding for North Korea's nuclear activities is heading to President Barack Obama for his signature. Republicans and Democrats in Congress overwhelmingly agreed this past week to back tough action on North Korea after a series of provocations by Pyongyang. White House officials indicate that President Obama is not likely to veto the bill because of overwhelming support for it in Congress. Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stopped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is Francis's first official visit to the heavily Roman Catholic country. He was greeted by President Enrique Pino Nieto, First Lady Angelica Rivera, traditional dancers, and a large crowd of admirers waving flashlights in time to the music from a band. Pope Francis arrived in Mexico hours after he and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church signed a joint declaration for religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at healing the 1,000-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. Air pollution is responsible for more than 5.5 million deaths each year. More than half of those deaths occur in two of the world's fastest-growing economies. VOA's Jessica Berman reports.
A new report concludes that China and India, two of the world's most populous countries, also have the filthiest air in the world. Experts say small particulate matter emitted into the atmosphere in those countries causes a whopping 55% of air pollution deaths worldwide. Dan Greenbaum is president of the Health Effects Institute in Boston, a nonprofit organization that analyzes the health effects from different sources of air pollution.
Living in areas with higher pollution can cause people to have increased heart and lung disease and to die prematurely as a result.
Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Republican presidential hopefuls will debate Saturday night in Greenville, South Carolina, a week from the southeastern state's primary election. Several of the candidates appeared Friday at a faith and family forum at the fundamentalist Bob Jones University in Greenville. Evangelicals are a key voting bloc in South Carolina. For the first time in 50 years, people in the U.S. and Cuba soon will be able to fly on regularly scheduled commercial airliners between the two countries. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.